The Senate will hold an inquiry into whether two former Liberal ministers have complied with ministerial standards by entering the private sector shortly after exiting politics. Christopher Pyne and Julie Bishop have both taken private sector positions since both positions are within similar industries in their portfolios they've held in Parliament. It's led to concerns that it could conflict with ministerial standards. According to these standards, they're not allowed to lobby or have business meetings with politicians or public servants 18 months after their departure from politics. Although the government has tabled advice from Secretary to the Department of Prime Minister that neither have breached the ministerial standards, Centre Alliance Senator Rex Patrick successfully passed a motion to hold a Senate inquiry into both former ministers and their new jobs. Gavin Suarez asked him whether the motion had the expected result.
Yes, I think there was almost no chance that it wouldn't pass because, quite frankly, the employment of these former ministers doesn't pass the pub test, and the Prime Minister needs to be held to account in respect of his failing to uphold his statement of ministerial standards.
One of the issues raised was the overlap between the former ministers' portfolios and their post-ministerial employment. Is this different to those other ex-ministers who began working in banking after being treasurer or becoming international diplomats after being the Minister for Foreign Affairs?
Look, there's probably a case that you could look at those particular employment circumstances. However, as a senator in the 46th Parliament dealing with current issues, I wanted to look forward or at least deal with the current circumstances and look forward in that we want to make sure that moving on from this point in time, there's no doubt that the statement of ministerial standards is enforceable and that ministers in the future must comply with it.
In the 18 months following their departure from Parliament, what do you feel is an appropriate employment for a former minister?
Well, there are many options for former ministers. The difficulty in this instance, and particularly in the case of former Minister Pyne, is he was the Defence Industry Minister, then he was the Defence Minister, and then within a few weeks of moving on and retiring from the Parliament, he's taken up a role where, in the words of his own new employer and indeed himself, the role is to expand the company's reach into the defence sector. That creates a significant problem, and it creates a problem because Mr. Pyne will have been briefed on areas of difficulty with the current capability of the Defence Force, what their future plans are. He would have been briefed by other commercial companies that were offering up solutions to either current or future issues. And therefore, EY ends up with an advantage in employing him because he has knowledge that is not generally available in the public domain. And whilst I'm absolutely convinced that Mr. Pyne will not pass on information that he had as the minister, he simply can't unknow what he knows when forming up advice to give to EY.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has called for a national corruption watchdog. Would you support this?
Centre Alliance supports the idea of a commission against corruption at the federal level, and has in fact co-sponsored bills in the last Parliament in relation to exactly that.
And if they are found to have broken these ministerial rules of conduct, what could be the penalty that both of these former ministers could face?
Well, that will be an outcome of the inquiry, no doubt. We will listen to Mr. Pyne, we'll listen to Ms. Bishop, we'll listen to the employers, we'll listen to the Department of Prime Minister in Cabinet, and probably people with specialty knowledge in both legal and ethical matters. And there could be a number of recommendations. We don't know, for example, whether or not current ministers are required to actually sign up and give an undertaking that they would abide by the statement of ministerial standards, which would in effect create a contract, or whether it's a document that just sits in the top drawer of the Prime Minister's desk. Maybe it needs to be a legislative instrument such that the statement of ministerial standards is actually law in Australia. So that's the sort of thing that the inquiry will look at and no doubt make recommendations on.
Centre Alliance Senator Rex Patrick ending that report by Kevin Suarez. We have contacted Palladium and EY, who have both declined to comment at the time we went to air.